Welcome you to the third hour of our President's Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way, pull up stream, go directly to the 1150kknw.com website, click on listen upper left and listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And check us out on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. The first post is so cute. If you want something just to warm your heart, make you feel, that one's little Bengal kitty with its stuffed hamster. And it's just so cute. It's just maybe a 15-second little video, but you got to watch it. Really cute, especially if you want your heart warmed. There we go. It is the third Sunday of the month, and that means Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. And talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal readings with Natasha. And she has been tuning in to the other side a lot today. So we have got wide open phone lines, and would love to hear from you guys. Local number, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then.
I would like to clarify something.
Okay.
Okay. So as an intuitive, I have really witnessed an understanding that we are going through a very big dynamic shift in our realities, in our dimensions, in our personal stories, in our personal walk. And we have an opportunity to tune into many different dimensions and realities. So when I'm tapping into somebody who, like the cat or that kind of thing, that many times there's a layover of many different opportunities of dimensions that are coming in. And when we are talking about individuals, the individual cat, the individual person, that many times it's a personal choice that we do during that walk. And so right now, as an intuitive, I was in a fair this last weekend and I got some insights for some choices that I had to make because of the fact that right now it's a great time to get tools, get insights, get knowings of possibilities. So when that journey that we're on, there's a scenario that comes up. Let's say like my dog was having problems with food and I knew that she was having problems with food, but I was too close to it. And the person told me it was the kibble. Okay, so now I got tools to negotiate it and tap in a little bit differently. So when we go into this, I'm hoping that the information I gave for the cat scenario was enough to give her tools so that when she came up with choices, that she can
Sure.
make the better choice for her. Because of the fact that our realities are shifting and changing. And there's been so many times, like I was on my show on Wednesday, and all of a sudden last week, the week before's Wednesday, was right here. It was like right here, and time shifted while I was doing my show, and it was like, whoa. So if we can hold on to as many positivenesses as we can, hold on to what is the vibration that we want in our life. If she would love to bring the cat in, then hold that vibration of the cat accepting her and finding love, and the cat doing that, and her cat finding that vibration, so that if that possibility comes in and she can take the cat in, there's a greater possibility for it to work. Because our reality, it's like there's been so many times where it's like I'm going to bed saying the reality I'm in when I wake up is going to be the one that with the realities of love, guidance, support, cherishment, abundance, and it's been interesting to witness my world around me still having its, negotiations with other people's opinions and judgments, but how do I negotiate through that? Has been a little bit more enlightening for me and more on a path. So, coming in as an intuitive, it's been interesting trying to predict what the future is going to be. It's going to be whatever that reality is that, like your squirrels in the trees. If
I
they
think
think
it,
that,
yeah. I think it's very up in the air right now.
if they decide that they can handle the vibration of that power line, then they can do it. But the other schools decided that they didn't. They thought this was a great home, but wait a minute, there's something that's vibrating, that zapping noise is bothering me too much and I gotta leave. It's that scenario of who are we as we're walking through our life.
Yep. And I think you're
I
right
hope.
about my tree and the squirrels, because I'm looking because I'd forgotten, but there is this trunk is these the grove of the cut off trees are right next to the road, and the power pole is right there on the side of the road, and so the power line from that pole to my house goes straight by that tree, and it actually touches the tree. It's got
It
a little
feels
cover on
off.
the wire, but so I think you're absolutely right. I think it looks, oh wow, it's been pecked out and these great homes, and they get in there and build on that. I think I get in there and I think the electricity energy in that wire that's actually touching the trunk is too much for them to handle, I bet you. So because it actually is right next to the trunk, and I think actually touches it. That's why it has that little I don't
Yeah,
know,
there's something that was off about that
covering.
energy because it seems like it was a good home, and then tapping into it a little bit more why they left. There again is the 360 view. I'm trying when I do intuitive work now, get the 360 view as much as I can, because sometimes you can get the what's in front, but yeah, sometimes you have to look at that, why did it happen or didn't happen to get more of a better view of the intuitional message.
Well, and I tell you that the rain has finally started here. But once again, it's not coming down hard enough to really wash the snow away. But oh
It
well,
will.
now
It'll be slushy for a little
yeah, I get to
bit.
march around in the slush and the rain to scoop poop. Oh boy, oh joy! I guess I better shift my attitude about that before the show's over. All righty then. I'm going to say since we were supposed to be hearing from Sylvia, who we have talked to a number of times, but gosh, I last time I talked to her, she was planning to call in today, but we haven't heard from her, and Nathan's not been able to get a hold of her. So, Natasha, I want to run this situation by you. And maybe we need to have the conversation without Sylvia. I don't know. Anyway, Sylvia, as you call, is the one who, had two dogs. It's a husband and two dogs at home. Decided to rescue,
Oh, yes.
the a puppy mill Wheaton Terrier that had years of abuse and breeding and tethered on a pole and into a room for forced breeding. And anyway, messed up dog. She and her husband adopted, rescued this dog, brought her home. She lived in the house with them for a number of weeks and seemed to be doing okay. And, they were able to handle her and brush her and, feed her and all of that. But they were keeping her, because they had been told she was very afraid of doorways and very afraid of leash stuff. But they'd kept the equipment on her just to be on the safe side and all of that. And then after a while, decided that, oh, she's settled in, everything's great. Took all the equipment off the dog, then took the dogs outside, and they have a huge, maybe half acre fenced yard. This dog turned feral instantly, but right back to being a wild dog. And they haven't been able to, well, couldn't get a hold of her and all of that. And by the time they got referred to me, this dog had been outside for over a month. So I went and this is just to fill everybody in, because I know Natasha now has got, she remembers who it is and has a connection here. But just for any of you that don't know the story. So I went to do a session with them thinking, well, there's three of us. There's Sylvia and her husband and me. And the dog's in the, totally secured fenced yard. Yeah, it's big, but we should be able to walk this dog down. That stuff, that's not that hard to do. Well, I'll tell you what. Wore the heck out of all three of us. There was no way we could even get close to this dog. There was no way we're going to walk this dog down. That was never going to happen. So then we had to come up with a plan of how are we going to get this dog? How are we going to capture this dog, get back in the house? And Sylvia, of course, was interested in the least traumatic way we could do this, and really did not want to set the dog back. At any rate, she didn't feed the dog outside. She'd put the food bowl inside the slider door, and the dog would step its front feet in and eat, but always keep a foot outside, and any movement, she was gone and all of that. Well, as I was doing as much work as I could do with them and educating them as to what we would do once we could get our hands on her again and get her back in. Once we were able to do that, of course, leash and line, or would go on her and stay on her permanently until we've turned her around and she could be trusted. And I, at the time, got a big hit that we needed to bring Dr. Nels in. And then if he could do some resets on this dog because of the known abuse we knew about, this had to be a flight fight issue and the nervous system being stuck and all that sort of thing. And I had just a strong sense that if Dr. Nels could free up her nervous system with a couple of treatments, that we'd be able to get her back in the house. And it would happen fast. Well, fortunately, Sylvia was real open to that. And let's see, I think I saw him on a Saturday. They had their the Nels did the first remote treatment on the dog. They call her Lucky. That was on a Tuesday. Sylvia noticed immediate change in Lucky a little bit, a little easier to get closer to, and all of that. Nothing happened on Wednesday. On Thursday, the dog got another treatment with Nels, but the owner also had some medical stuff, and so nothing happened on Thursday. Friday morning, the husband's day at work was very early that day, so he left the house really early. And the dog has an issue with men because we think that's who the abuser was, or, you know, and Natasha's confirmed that. At any rate, so husband's gone, house is quiet. Sylvia in the morning comes down to do the ritual, opens the sliding glass door, and was just going to say hi to the dogs and start preparing the food. Well, and all of a sudden, the dog just runs in the house. Sylvia closes the door and woohoo! We're having a celebration, and Sylvia's texting me, dog's in the house, it worked, and life is grand. And the miracle I knew was going to happen once Dr. Nels straightened out this dog, we got her in the house. Sylvia, you know, kept her in the house, and then was able to sit with her and pet her and put her collar on. And all of that, and then decided that, you know, then had the leash and the long line right there ready to go at the door. And the plan was, and the rules I'd laid out is that once we got her back in the house, she was not even to think about taking her outside without the equipment on her, that she was under control and she couldn't escape again. So that was the plan. Anyway, unfortunately, husband came home early from work. I don't know where Sylvia was. She must have been in another part of the house or somewhere. He sees that Lucky's in the house and, oh, she's got her collar on. Everything must be fine. Boy, I bet she has to go to the bathroom. Lets her back outside. Well, needless to say, it's probably fortunate that the marriage survived because he was in deep trouble. And the unfortunate part of the story is that Lucky remains outside. And Natasha helped me understand because I said that because and Sylvia would say, well, why doesn't she remember all those weeks she was in the house with us and all of that? And when Natasha was able to describe this dog's energy as a feral cat, that all the bells went off for me because I've seen this pattern in feral cats. In that ones that I've rescued and I've helped other people rescue, is that a lot of these feral type cats, and see, and this could apply to Dina's situation too,
Yeah,
Natasha, okay?
exactly.
Because this, a feral cat, when they're, once you capture them and you get them in, sometimes they appear to transform
They
and you
do.
can handle them, you can hold them, you can pet them. They might even purr, you know, and be, and you think, oh, this is really a nice, friendly cat. And
It's
as
almost like an
long as they're,
imposter. It's almost like the imposter
yeah, you
syndrome,
called it the imposter syndrome.
but it's
And
not a
so,
but cats and animals don't do the imposter syndrome, but
right.
that's something to put our mental brain, our human
Yeah,
brains
yeah.
into.
So anyway, made perfect sense to me because I've seen it with well, especially with one of the feral that I rescued, and then I've seen it since for other people that have rescued ferals. They do when they're captured sometimes, you know, like this, and you have them in captivity. They do whatever they have to do to survive. And if so that means they have to allow themselves to be handled and touched and all, they just put up with it and they just do it because they know that's the way to survive. But they're never really into it and never really bonding. They're pretending. And then as soon as they get their freedom back, poof, they're feral and wild. Well, that's what we got going on with this dog. It's more like a cat than a dog. And Wheaton Terriers are like weird to begin with. And that's kind of what they are like, more cat-like than dog-like. And anyway, they can be challenging when you, they can be wonderful, but they can also be challenging. So Anyway, that's where we are now. And as you explained it, Natasha, that Nell's work so changed the way the dog felt that, for Adair, it was like, oh God, I feel great. And that's what got her in the house. But then when she was let out again, she reverted right back. And now Natasha says she knows when Nell's works on her and she doesn't trust it and all this sort of stuff. And anyway, last conversation with Sylvia, dog's still outside. And unfortunately, the dog is not suffering outside because they have a fabulous yard. They got a great deck and it's fully covered. And husband built a den for her and all this stuff. She's got beds and we try to keep it not that pleasant. And that's why she doesn't feed her outside, only inside. But, like I said, that it would be better probably if the outside was more uncomfortable. We were hoping maybe the snow, the colder weather, the wind would get her to come back in, but nothing has worked.
She
But
knows that. She
yeah.
knows
Now, so
that.
she will still step in to eat, but keeps one foot out. And so that hasn't changed. But she's much more trusting of Sylvia. Sylvia can pet her, scratch her all around her head. And we know she's at a point with what Sylvia can do with her at the door that Sylvia could grab skin, hair, and collar and haul her into the house. Okay. But Sylvia hasn't wanted to do that because we know it would set her back, but at least we'd get her inside. Well, it's been long enough now. And I think, Natasha, the first time you tuned into this situation, to my dismay, you said, well, it might be February before you get her back inside. Well, now here we are. We're in the middle of February now. Dog's still outside. So now I have a dilemma, Natasha, because I'm wondering, well, do we wait out February and maybe it's going to come in?
You know,
But what I have, well, before you say what I what this just recently, last couple of few days, what I've been feeling, and I want to confirm this with you, is that maybe we needed to go this long to realize and understand the whole thing, and we do need to bite the bullet and force it at this point. And as long as we plan the timing, it would be good for Sylvia to just grab her and haul her in so we got her and we can move forward. But I didn't want to say, all right, it's time for that without having you tune in again this month, see what you think. And is that, am I getting my information correctly? And it is time to force it and just bring her in and then deal with whatever we have to deal with, or should we wait longer? What are you getting?
I'm getting yes. I'm not getting though that it's like do it now, today, Tuesday. I'm gonna
No,
do
right.
it.
We have to arrange it so that I can come the next day or within a couple of days to do the next
Yeah,
session with them. Yeah. We'd have to
and
plan
what
the
I'm
timing.
getting is that there's gonna be a moment, and I said this before, that
Okay.
Sylvia's gonna be able to do that, and it won't be as it's like the dog has kind of come into a breath out. It's that breath of, okay, this is what it is. But it's that, yeah. Because the image I got was, sometimes you just got to pick up a kid and move them into the next
Yep.
bedroom.
Okay. That's what I'm
That's
feeling. It's time for
the
that.
image
We
I got.
fruited around long enough. And if it sets her back a little bit, oh well, at least she'll be inside. At
It's not
least
going to
we
be
won't let her
as
go
much.
again. And we can get her groomed. We can start working with her and we can see if we can turn this thing around. So,
And what this gave for the dog was time.
okay.
Time to know she's in a safe place. Time to know that Sylvia is okay. Time to know that husband is okay.
Yeah.
That, it just gave, even though there's that part of the brain that just is d unwired for that moment, that's very much, I can't comprehend that moment, that there's another part of her that this dog that knows that it can trust. And so, yes, when the feeling is right, when the moment is right, when it's like, okay, and the house is quieter,
Yep.
like maybe the husband is out, things are just quieter, and it's a quieter, energetic day, like it's not a day where the wind is blowing and the storms
Right,
are
right.
happening, that it's all kind of more calmer, that she
Calmer
just
day.
grabs the dog and says, come on in, and have that attitude. Come on in. And if she can, shut the door and support the shift. There's this is if this dog gets out again, though, they might just have a permanent outside dog.
But so I'm glad for the confirmation, because that's what I've been getting. It's time to just go ahead and make this happen, and maybe all the time she's had makes a difference. And you just said it has made a difference in terms
Yeah,
of
there's
how
something
she's
about the energy
perceiving.
shifting here in this
But I
next
think it's
week.
getting to the point of grooming and stuff that we just can't let her go any longer. I mean,
Yeah.
we gotta get on this. So I will be in touch with Sylvia off the air, and we will start planning the timing on all of this. But we are way over time, so let's take care of advertisers. We gotta do current events before we're done, and we would still have time to get in a phone call if there's anybody out there that has a question for either of us, or you want a personal reading with Natasha. Tasha, now is the time. She's free on the air. 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're in the last half hour now of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our NuPro supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best cat vitamins on the planet. And, oh boy, and the cats like them so much. And the dog supplement is wonderful for skin and hair coat. There's a hip and joint formula. And my goodness, if you've got a breed of dog that sheds, I love the NuPro because their hair stays on their body. And you brush it off instead of it, you know, making dust bunnies all over your house. I could plan at the carpet with golden retriever hair, but as long as Robbie's on NuPro, it stays on his body. And we have to wash it off or brush it off. So that's a good thing. All the products available on Amazon. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. And If you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And then, Natasha, we heard from you.
Yes.
So Natasha Venter, and she you can check her out on her website, intuitiveclarifications.com. And then, Natasha, you also have a YouTube channel. And that's Natasha Venter, IC. The letters IC for intuitive clarification. Natasha Venter, IC. And then on that YouTube channel, you do a regular podcast, right?
I do.
So tell us about that.
So Wednesdays at 4 o'clock Pacific time, I am on live, and each week I am called to talk about different things. The last week, I think it was about judgment. And then the week before that, it was a message from Mikhail, a star being from the council and of the star beings. I do a lot of support with how to negotiate where we're at. Sometimes it is about a conversation about the energies where we're at right now and how to walk through this moment that we're in. And it's amazing how we can negotiate the world around us if we trust that process. And that's where Nels's mantra, I trust, I trust, I trust right now, is so huge, because change is not easy. And we're going through some upheaval change, because that's where this world is heading to, is this upheaval change. And it is a separation between the 3D world and whatever dimension we choose to be in.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, in terms of the evolution of the planet and how that works, the Yuga cycle. If you haven't read the book, The Yugas, then you need to do that, because it really explains everything. The first thing I ever read that made sense about pyramids, the pyramids and stuff. Anyway, we are on the upcycle. Okay. Fortunately, we got to get rid of all the old Kali Yuga stuff before we can truly move into the higher energies. And that's what this process is all about. Sometimes it's painful to get rid of the old stuff, but it's not a time to check out. You need to be paying attention. And if you don't know the seriousness of what's going on right now, then you need to wake up. So that's all I'm going to say about that, because Natasha, we can demonstrate what you do. And you are available for private readings as well for people.
I am.
You can do it in person or over the phone or whatever works for.
Exactly. But. And I want to kind of put it out there too, that I just $25 lowered my prices for my hour session, because I was called to support people's life's journey. And
wait a minute. Did you say $25 for an hour?
No.
You lowered it by $25. Okay.
Yeah, because it was at $175. Now it's at $150, because it was
All right.
I really felt the calling that there's so many of us going through changes, and money right now is an uncertainty, and we really need the guidance. And you know, as much as I put in the work and the talk, and people say you've changed my life, it's like I really want to be there for people to just stretch and pull,
Well, let's get back to the phones. Good. We've got room for another phone caller. We're still going to have to do advertisers one more time in current events, but let's take care of Priscilla in Edmonds. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Natasha.
Hi, you too.
Hi, Priscilla.
Hi,
nice
Priscilla.
Hi.
Hi. What can Natasha help you with?
Well, my brother passed a year ago this month, and I was just wondering if he passed over okay, or what. Okay,
what's your brother's name, Priscilla?
Bob.
Bob. Okay.
And
it was
what,
just a year ago.
Yeah.
What do you need to know, Natasha?
Where did he?
Location of passing.
Passing. Yes.
Did he die, Priscilla?
In a nursing home in
Shoreline area.
Okay, thank you.
So
local, there's a lot of Bobs out there.
Local and Shoreline facility.
Yes.
Natasha's tuning in, Priscilla, and let's see. Now, in theory, Bob's been passed over for about a year now. He should be able to communicate and so forth at this point. Natasha's got a smile on her face, so I think she's connecting with somebody.
There's a brother who really is showing some fun games that you used to play when you were younger.
Okay.
And he said that sometimes they were in secret.
Oh.
So like maybe, you know, like in the, if you're driving down the road and you and him would be playing something in the back seat and then the parents wouldn't know what was going on in the front seat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of thing.
Did you play games with your brother?
Yeah, but we always ended up fighting. And so we had to go to our rooms kind of thing. But yeah, we used to play.
Yeah, there's times. And so he's reminding you of those giggles, because, and I can understand, anniversaries are not an easy thing. It's almost like it happened yesterday. And so he is very much taken care of. And if that tells you where he is at in his mindset and his energy field is that he's thinking of the good times and the smiling times, not the going to the, not the fightings, not going to your bedrooms, but that,
thinking about the games before they got out of control.
Out of hand, you know, he liked to poke the bear. And is what I'm getting, and you kind of did too. So there was that little bit of a dance. So, you know, going into this, that he's in a very good place. He's very much, you know, it wasn't an easy transition humanly. A lot of us forget that when the human body is being released of the soul, that it is a very primal time, and we get caught up in that story that, you know, well, he didn't transition very easily. No, the body was not transitioning out of living very gracefully. And so the soul,
but that's
though,
a different scenario than what the soul's going through. Is that what you're
saying?
The soul
is like so loved and so supported, and okay, there's the energies and there's that, there's just that pickup of love. And And yeah, he did take a little bit of time to transition into the soul part of him in the higher sense, you know, like because he had some very 3D things that he wanted to work through and get great understandings before he really fully went into the spirit realm. That means that he really cared about his transition. He really cared about he really understood that this 3D life that he was living was not going to be his soul story. So he really wanted to get understanding and flow. So he's very much he's always been in really good hands. Why is there a dog? There was a dog that was with him when he crossed over. It was a mix. It was a mutt.
Did Bob have a dog, Priscilla?
Yeah, he had a couple. First one was a poodle, Nabo, and then the second dog was a black lab.
Yeah, this dog kind of had that. But did you guys have a dog when you were younger that had a little bit of a shepherd look to it?
Oh yeah, we did. Yes, a German Shepherd. Yeah,
that must be the dog, huh?
Yeah. So there was that dog in spirit with him, and he's. I'm going to go back to what was the first message for you? Was the fun that you guys had when you were younger playing games?
Yep. So he's remembering the good times when you're having fun. Mm-hmm. And I can relate to that, Priscilla, because my brother and I are 3 years apart. And, you know, we would play, but, you know, one of us would do something we shouldn't, all that. We'd end up being in a fight. But when Natasha was talking about poking the bear, well, my brother and I would be having a great time playing. The bear we would poke would be my dad. Okay. And eventually we'd bug him to where he got up, you know, and then we're all in trouble and all that. So I can relate to the things going south after a while. But boy, we had a good time until we got in trouble.
Absolutely.
So I'm hoping that those memories can put a smile in your heart so it's not so heavy through this anniversary time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
you're more than
that.
Welcome. He's very much loving you, so grateful. There is that. I really get, though, that your parents weren't necessarily in his family tree. Did he have a good relationship with your parents?
Yes and no. Yeah, there was a division there with my parents, and it was always threatening divorce, and there was a division that between my mom and my brother and my dad.
Yeah. So with that he asked to come in through this family so that he can learn independence and to learn to negotiate things. So he did really well with that, and he was grateful for your connection, for your love. Was, you know, you guys kept that bond, even though the world around you, it wasn't as easy to do that.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes, we really had a special relationship all the years. Yeah.
Yeah. All so right. Remember, you two were like rings of a tree. You know, you were in the same soul family. Your parents and you, not so
not
much.
Not so much. Okay.
Yeah, all right. You got it.
Thank you. All right, Priscilla.
Thank you.
You guys.
Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you.
God bless.
You too. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Oh, all righty. We are going to quickly take care of our advertisers for the last time in the show. Then we'll come back and do a quick current events and have a few minutes to chat. So, if there's something on your mind or you just tuned in, you can give us a call. We'll see if we can work in another call. It'll have to be a quick one, but we might be able to do it. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from Dr. Nils Rasmussen again. You can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free telephone evaluation if you're interested in finding out how his neuroenergetic balancing and Rasmussen reset can be helpful to your animal friends. All you got to do is go to his website, healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, fill it out, tell him you want to talk, he'll arrange a phone call. And it's a great idea to join his private membership group. It only costs $10, but he's doing all kinds of great Zoom classes teaching us how to do the Rasmussen reset so we can reset our own animals and how to reset ourselves, and new classes coming all the time. So check them out, healingministryforanimals.com. And Whispering Dragon Center is now in Shoreline in Jude's home. Fabulous healing room with gongs and the acutonic forks and chimes and all of that. She does phenomenally gentle and transformational chiropractic, as well as the acutonics, forks, and so forth. She can work with you in person or remotely. And I told you, I mean, she worked with me remotely last week and actually remotely put my hip back in place. It's amazing what she does. She's a great healer. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. If you know anybody's got problems with their dog friends and wants problems solved quickly, then I'm the trainer for you or them, and I always do a free telephone evaluation. So I'm going to give you my phone number. Please pass it out and tell anybody you know's got problems with their dogs. I'll talk to them for free on the phone and probably can help. My number is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty, caught up there. So, Nathan, let's do a quick current events. On our current events schedule now, we still have, you can always go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events if you want the details, and we still have all the safe sites to donate for California support. You know, there's still a lot of help needed in cleaning up after the fires, and of course now with the rain and mudslides and so forth. They are still remain on the current events page. Let's see. Now, the big thing coming up this week, because it had to be rescheduled during the snow, but up at the Northwest Stream Center in McCollum Park, South Everett, Martha Jordan will be doing her White Birds of Winter presentation this Thursday, February 20th, 7 p.m. It's a phenomenal presentation. Martha is the expert on trumpeter swans and all that sort of thing. She's a wildlife biologist and just a great person. I've known her for decades and decades. Anyway, if you are interested in seeing the phenomenal presentation, White Birds of Winter, with Martha Jordan, you got to call the Northwest Stream Center just to let them know you're coming. 425-316-8592. 425-316-8592. It only costs $8 if you're a member of the Stream Keeper Foundation, $10 if you're not. All righty, let's see. Mark your calendars for Homeward Pet Adoption Center's 2025, excuse me, Fur Ball Auction and Dinner. 2025 Fur Ball Auction and Dinner will be May 10th this year. And then the week after that, we got Tuxes and Tails 2025 for the Humane Society, and that will be on May 17th at the Fremont Studios. And that pretty much covers current events. So I keep saying, you know, that the year is progressing, but once the weather straightens out here, we should have more stuff going on. So, Nathan, are you telling me we're going to the phones?
We do have one last phone call trying to sneak into here before we end the show.
All right, we have a very short period of time. Tell us, where are we going? Who are we talking to?
Well, we're headed down south to Puyallup and speaking with Jennifer, who's calling about one of her rabbits. Welcome to the show, Jennifer. You're live with Martha and Natasha. What's going on?
Hi, Martha. So hey. I have many rabbits in my home, but for some reason, one of mine is thumping her head off this morning. She's just been thumping off and on for about 3 hours. I can't see anything different about her enclosure, her area.
Okay. What kind of rabbit? What does she look like?
She's a red-eyed white. She's probably a New Zealand white mix. And she has a sister that she's bonded with, and they're foster bunnies of mine. I've had them for a couple of years.
Okay, and what do you call this one? What do you call this one?
Her name is Plumeria, after the Hawaiian flower.
Plumeria, what a nice name. All right, so what we need to see here is a connection for Natasha to make with Plumeria. She's a red-eyed white rabbit. Natasha, are you getting a connection with her to find out why she's thumping away?
There's something going on with the energy. So
don't rabbits thump as a warning for things?
Well,
is that what?
When they're upset. Yeah.
When they're upset.
And there's something that she's upset about. So is there a way that you can either take her out, move her cage, dust around her cage, shift up the energy? There's something there. I'm checking.
So she is upset. You're confirming. She's upset about something.
Yeah. There's something.
She's tuning in.
Is really quick. This is very quick.
Jennifer.
You do have an energy that's in your house, and it's stuck behind her cage.
Oh!
And it feels like frustration. There's an energy of frustration. Mm-hmm. Sometimes entities can take on personalities of an emotion. And so it feels like an energy of frustration. So if you can kind of, even if there's a bunch of cages together, if you can, I know this is work, but clear it out, sweep, get it out. I don't want to say put cleaner, but, you know, maybe if you can, if you have like selenite, if you have like a bell, if you have something that can kind of just say, get the X out of my house, we're clearing out the energy, and that will help.
I was going to say something about smudging or clearing the energy, but I know with rabbits, you got to be real careful about what they inhale and stuff. Yeah. And I don't know if that's a safe thing to do around rabbits. You could burn a white candle. You can say a prayer. You can, all of that and do the clearing. But it sounds like it's more energetic stuck in the cage area. Is that right, Natasha?
Okay.
So I would.
Well, now what about Jennifer? Have you been frustrated lately? Because Natasha mentioned that.
Oh, a little bit. I mean, I had a sick rabbit yesterday. It was at the emergency vet all day, and she may be picking up on.
Sometimes you just go in the other room and pick up a pillow and scream in it. Let it out. It sounds like, and I'm only rushing this, Jennifer and Natasha, I apologize for that, but we're, close to out of time, and Nathan kicks us out, and he doesn't let us stay.
So let me say one more thing. So Martha said, screaming into a pillow, make sure you always shake that energy out. But there is something that's going on, and I think it's just because of, right now we're releasing so much energy and that kind of thing that sometimes it's not even your frustration. It's the, let's say if somebody came in that was frustrated, or if it's by a window, it could have snuck in. So with that, if you can, clear out. But even you taking a paper towel with water, and just wiping it off and just saying, I'm clearing the energy. May love, light, and peace be in this house. Selenizing animals. That just came to me the other day via another person. Clearing our energies with our selenite can help a lot with our animals. There's just a lot of stagnant energy in that part of the house. And so you just doing, let's say, a metaphorical deep clean could be really beneficial.
Okay. Yeah. So Jennifer, do you know what Natasha's talking about? Are you familiar with how to energetically clear an area?
No, not particularly.
Okay. Well, everything that Natasha has said, but if you need to, Jennifer could call you, Natasha, off the air, right?
Yes. So,
yeah.
And
so,
I also
you got something to write with, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Natasha's phone number, 360-770-7486.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, maybe she's frustrated because she was supposed to go to a new adoptive home, her and her sister, a couple of weekends ago, and we had to keep pushing it away because of the weather. So
yeah, and there's just that frustration. So yeah. I also did a show about 3 weeks ago on feng shui and energy. So on my YouTube channel, so there's that, but yeah, there's just, I'm feeling frustration. And so just taking the cage out and telling her, sorry, things aren't working the way we want it to, but things are going to be changing. Things are going to be changing. They may not be changing in your timing, but they're changing.
All right, you guys, we're out of time. So Jennifer, I hope that's helpful to you. And you have Natasha's number, so you can contact her off the air if you need to have her check and see if you managed to clear it out or if you need help in how to do it. But anyway, thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you.
All right, you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We're almost to the end of February, but, you know, it's a short month. And so anyway, next week is the last Sunday of the month, and that means it's an encore show. Tune in to hear our last healing show with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen. And remember, you can get a surrogate healing if you just listen to the show and follow Linda's instructions and think about it answers that match you, and you'll get a surrogate healing. So hope you can tune in to hear that. And then in 2 weeks, we will be back for Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. Remember, Natasha does her 4 p.m. on Wednesdays podcast on her YouTube channel, Natasha Venter IC. And Galeen, Nathan, thank you for everything. Natasha, thank you.
Thank you.
And you all stay dry and hopefully warm, and we'll feel our way through the rest of winter. It is raining. All right. So as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.